koutou, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show, and it's time, yes, for the Scorpio Books Spotlight, but I've got double the people in here I usually do.
Double the fun.
Double the fun as well. I've got Belle and a newbie Abigail here. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, the special thing about you is you are from Telling Tales, the
yes.
kids' bookshop, which must be... Do you even consider it a job?
No, yeah, it's yeah. so much fun.
It would have to be amazing. And you do have some amazing looking books.
I do.
Here with you this morning. So please, take it away.
Okay, so the first book I have to talk about is Impossible Creatures. It's a middle grade novel by award-winning author Catherine Rundle. It's a fantastic fantasy adventure in a world where all of the magical creatures you've heard of are real and live on hidden enchanted islands called the archipelago in the North Atlantic Ocean. So this story follows Christopher, a humble and kind boy who is inexplicably followed by animals everywhere he goes. He is reluctantly sent to stay with his grandfather up in the Scottish Highlands and is under strict instructions not to go up the hillside behind his grandfather's house. But of course, his curiosity gets the better of him, and up the hill he sees a stampede of magical creatures and a wounded baby griffin. So his grandfather shows him a map of the archipelago and tells him that this land has been protected and hidden from humans. Now the protection is wearing thin and the creatures are breaking through. So Christopher ends up in the path of Mal, a brave and tenacious girl with a magical flying coat who's fleeing a mysterious man who is hunting her. So Mal has been monitoring the land of the archipelago and found that the land itself is dying and the animals are suffering. The two need to figure out why Mal is being hunted and what is happening to the magic, this glamoury that they call it, which the creatures desperately need to survive. It's a really fantastic book, and we're introduced to some very interesting characters. Irion is a studious and curious scientist of the sea, and Nightshade is a huge and gruff berserker. And a berserker is a warrior of the archipelago who quite literally feels no fear. So this ragtag group end up thrown together, and although they're very different with their quirks and imperfections, they're equally charming and will have you rooting for them on their own individual journey of discovery. So this story has a lot that will appeal to children and adults alike. There's a lot of mystery, suspense and betrayal that keeps you guessing, and some very profound lessons in courage, friendship and respecting the land and nature. The story takes you sailing on ships, climbing up cliffs and answering riddles to sphinxes in the hopes of gaining ancient knowledge. I also think what really makes this stand out is how beautifully written this story is. The writing is absolutely amazing, so lyrical. She really makes this world sparkle with her language. I think a lot of older children and adults will find a lot of joy reading this book. I think another amazing thing is that you can tell there's been a lot of care put into the incredible world building. Each island has their own population of creatures and humans with their own traditions, trades and cultures. She's created a world which you just wish you could go and explore yourself. So there's a lot of creatures that you will recognise, like dragons, mermaids and unicorns, but also a lot of really interesting creatures that you won't. She's done a big deep dive into some really different kinds of myths.
Okay, fun.
So there's things like carcadans, which are kind of black and purple unicorns, which have poisonous horns and the skin sags off their bones.
Is that like a real like mythological creature?
They look really rotten. There's a manticore, which has the tail of a scorpion, the face of a human, and the head and body of a lion. So...
Okay.
Yeah, and there's things like cluddles, which are dogs the size of bears, and in place of ears, it has a pair of flames. So at the front of the book, there's a bestiary with all of the magical creatures in the story alongside a map of the archipelago. So it does make it much easier to really envision the world that Rundle has created.
Yeah, right.
And so it's no surprise that this is a real firm favourite of the staff at Telling Tales. It's so beautifully written. It's such a fantastic world. And this is the start of a series. So we're all really excited dive into
it. I was going to ask that. And it sounds like there's a few kind of like, ecological climate changey themes in here, which is rather poignant.
Yes,
I feel
there's definitely a few messages of respecting lands, the way that humans can perhaps exploit these animals, how they became myths in the first place. So it talks about some really interesting things, and the way that it's written, it speaks about courage and bravery and friendship in such a beautiful way. It's got some real fantastic things in here. It's really beautiful.
And your other book you've got with you looks...
So a little bit different,
absolutely fantastic.
So it's the new book in the Game in a Book series. So it's a Spin to Survive, Choose Your Own Path book and game.
And so I assume the Spin to Survive part, you're spinning that giant compass in the middle,
yeah, so this one is Pirate Peril. And so you start with a letter from your father telling you that while on his mission to recover his treasure, he was betrayed by his quartermaster and needs you to find the treasure and plot revenge.
Oh, no.
So he leaves you with his journal full of tips and tricks on how to survive on a pirate ship and a map to the treasure. And so immediately when you start the book, you read this letter and you get a choice of, do you want to join the Navy and hunt the pirates? Do you want to join the crew that betrayed your father and get revenge?
Oh.
Or do you want to go with your father's friends? And when you make these choices, it is ultimately the compass which chooses your fate. You put the compass on the book and
that's so cool.
So it's really fantastic. And that's what makes it different from other Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yeah,
right. That you have this beautiful, huge book and this compass which really moves the story forward.
And it reminds me, the aesthetic of it, so much of Tintin.
Yeah, it's
fantastic. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's got so many amazing... things about history, about pirate history, codes, cool. Flags, all of the parts of the ship. I think it's really, really great for children who like adventures, who love the Choose Your Own Story.
Yeah, totally.
And it makes such a beautiful gift. It's a really, really fantastic book.
Yeah, stunning. Absolutely stunning. And like, hey, to our audience out there, you can't say it, but it is a big book. Mm. Like, it is nice and wide and fat, and I love a book like that. Just great. Easy read. Yeah, you can lie on the floor with it, absolutely. Now, Belle, you've got a book here that sounds like you can't finish quick enough.
Well, it's sort of the adult version of what Abigail was just talking about, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's called The Wager by David Gran, and it's a historical book, but it absolutely reads like a novel. It is so gripping, and I was just saying to Liam that I've been carrying it around with me everywhere, so if I get 2 minutes at a red light, I can quickly check in.
With but going. I know that feeling with the book where you're just like every
gripped.
Moment of your life gripped. Is actually just looking for an opportunity to read
it. Yeah, so it's an incredible story set in the 1700s about shipwreck survival and savagery. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and you just have to keep reminding yourself the whole way through that this actually happened. They actually tried this insane voyage.
And so it's based off a true story, is it?
Yeah, it's based off a true story, a true shipwreck that happened when the British were trying to hunt down Spanish galleon. And so the Spanish and the English were at war. And there was this hunt to pilfer each other's treasure, basically.
Oh, right,
And this idea that he who controlled the seas controlled trade and therefore controlled the world.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating story. I am not one who is really generally interested in maritime history, so much about human psychology and deprivation and what happens to humanity in the most extreme circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
So it's by the guy who wrote The Killers of the Flower Moon, which has been made into a film with Scorsese and DiCaprio, and they have signed the rights for The Wager, so they'll be making this into a film next.
Okay.
So, oh my God, hold on to your hats.
It
will be gripping. Shall I tell you about some of the wonderful events we have
coming
up?
You know what? I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. So this Thursday, we are hugely excited to be launching with Massey University Press a book about Whakaropa Lyttelton Harbour. It's called Living Between Land and Sea, and it's by Governor's Bay local Jane Robertson.
And
it is a gorgeously photographed, deeply researched history of the people who settled in the many bays of the harbour. We've really got a maritime theme going today, don't we? We really do. So this is a big, lush, stunning hardback. It would make a wonderful present for anyone who has the remotest connection with Littleton. So.
Oh, well, it's just such a charming place. I think anyone in Christchurch would want that.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I should say these are all free events. Everyone is welcome.
Cool,
we
great.
Just ask that you RSVP so we can get the catering
and
right.
And how do people RSVP?
So email events@scorpiobooks.co.nz.
Cool. Okay,
so
easy.
You can find all the details for our upcoming events on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday, we have an event. We're launching a book called Commune, which is a new biography by Olive Jones, which explores the years she spent living at Graham Downs, an alternative community near Nelson.
Yes, I thought I'd heard of
so
that.
So you can hear all about the highs and lows of communal living and what Olive can teach us about sustainability and community today.
Oh, I would actually, so, I would love to hear about
that.
It'll
be fascinating. Yeah. I'm sure she's got some very colourful stories
to tell
us.
I've always, like, fancied living in commune.
Oh,
and then
we all
I'm like,
have a little bit of
I'm
that
like,
about
oh, no,
us, don't we?
I can never do it, but I don't know.
So that should be really great. You can hear Olive talk about her book. She'll sign copies. So come along to that. Then on the 15th of November, we're launching another, excuse me, big, beautiful hardcover pictorial book called Artists in Antarctica.
Again. Oh, wow.
And it's about the continent's power to inspire artists of all kinds. So, you know, there are these trips where artists accompany the scientific.
I didn't know that. Actually.
Oh, yeah. So they take writers and painters and photographers.
Really?
And yeah. So this is a beautiful way to capture that
and to be
able to experience it from the climate-controlled comfort of your lounge room without going to Antarctica.
I'm loving all the hardbacks you got.
Oh, there are some beautiful books coming out for Christmas this year. So we have also just released our beautiful summer catalogue, the Inklings catalogue, which includes all the new releases we're most excited about coming out over the coming months. So if you're wondering what to read next or what to get your loved ones for Christmas, it's the perfect place to start.
Absolutely.
We have hard copies in store, or you can grab one from our website.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Check it out.
You've got so much going on.
We have all your literary needs covered.
And, you know, I actually I went to your new travel bookshop just the other day.
How did you find it? Because I know you're having a bit of a travel moment.
Loved it. It was great. It was really painful because I wasn't buying travel books for myself, which turns out is actually a really painful process.
Yeah.
But, it's great there. And there's travel books for every corner of the globe, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. Yes, so whether you're exploring locally and you need tramping guides or beautiful pictorial books about New Zealand, or you're venturing further afield on your own voyage.
Yeah.
We've got language guides, culture guides, city guides, everything you need. Come check it out. It's just next door to Scorpio.
It is. And I absolutely have to credit you for all the events you're putting on at the moment. It's so cool. And it's so great, I think, to give authors those opportunities to, like, speak to their works as well.
Yeah. I think it really adds another dimension to your reading when you can hear the author talking about how the book came to be, what inspired them, the writing process, all those sorts of things, the research process.
Totally agree. Yeah, and it does change that reading experience.
It does. So do get involved.
Right, well, thank you so much for joining me, and Abigail. Thank you so much for coming here for your first time. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Good. Well, both of you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Liam. You too.